Hi, good morning. This is Abby from the Home Care Agency. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you? Just trying to see how this plan works.
Sure.
Right. So my sister needs a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, like, my daughter is going to do it for her auntie. So what all does she need to bring to you guys?
Okay.
So, and go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Does your sister have Medicaid?
She does.
Okay. So let me see. I just need to check her basic information. I just need her basic information to check her Medicaid status. Do you have her date of birth? And I just need a
12.
Okay.
Okay. 12/25/76.
1976. And how do I spell her first name?
N-A-T-A-L-I-E.
M-A-T-A-L-I-E?
N is it Nancy.
Oh, okay. So this Natalie. Okay.
And Natalie.
Okay. What is the last name?
S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N.
Sullivan. Okay. Okay, let me see what we get here. Okay. Active. Okay, everything sounds perfect on her Medicaid here. Just hold on. Okay. So does your sister have a phone number, or you want it should be listed on your phone number?
I'm her guardian and conservator.
Oh, okay.
So you're the contact.
Okay. So
yeah.
It's 816-517-6986. Okay.
Correct.
Great. So the patient's name you said is Natalie. Just hold on. Okay, and the point of contact is your number. 6 5. Okay. Okay, and her address is 604 Northeast Howard Avenue, apartment 3.
No, her address is 724 Candle, like the regular candle, and then Tree, T-R-E-E. Candle Tree is all one word.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's one word, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Candle Tree, let me see if I see it here. Blue Springs?
Yes, ma'am, okay. 64015.
Okay, we got it. That's in Jackson County, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is the name of the caregiver? What's your
daughter's name? Tiara Sullivan.
How do I spell it?
T-I-A-R-A.
Tiara Sullivan. That's the name of the caregiver, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the caregiver's phone number?
Let me see. Okay. I'm driving. Hold on. Bear with me.
No problem. I'm here.
A 16-219-5664.
Okay. And so the patient is your... Is what for you?
Sister.
The patient is your sister.
She's my sister.
And the caregivers.
Her. That's her auntie.
Okay.
So it's niece and auntie, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. And so what the next step will be that we have to call the state. I will transfer to the state when she's ready. And the state will ask her a few questions, and then they will schedule a date when an assessor will come down to the house and evaluate how many hours the patient needs care. So we can do a state call when she is ready, or if you're if you're the legal guardian, then might be that we could do it with you. But I still need her social security number. Do you have that?
I do, but it's not with me. Let me see. I can, I was trying to see it. I had it memorized and then, I don't. So I can get that information back to you today.
Okay. And so let me see, when is she available? Like, when is the patient available to be on the phone?
One second. I'm sorry, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
Just ask, like, when the patient will be ready to be on the phone.
I can call her, but she's probably asleep by now. So can we make a call about 1 o'clock?
Let me see. Just hold on. Maybe that we can do it right now. Because you said you're the legal, you're her proxy, kind of. So let me see. Let me see. We get it. You. Did she ever live on 604 Northeast Howard Avenue? Lee Summit?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's the address we have. Okay. Okay. Okay, just hold on. Okay. Okay. So maybe we can try to see if we can call the state right now, and maybe you can answer them, maybe they're going to want to talk to you, because...
Okay.
So maybe we
can do that.
You want to do that now to see?
Yes, we can do that.
Okay. Just hold on. Is it the first time you're applying him for... Buying her for home care?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, actually, I see here that she has some kind of, like, it's called an ME code on her insurance, so we will not be able to do it right now. So I'm just gonna submit the referral right now, and then someone from intake will get back to you and try to help you how we solve that issue. Like, it's something like a code on the insurance, like, so I'm not sure. So we can't do the state call right now. So,
I'm sorry. So you said you're not able to do it right now. You have to see.
Yeah, you have like a code on the Medicaid. Like from my side, everything is done. Like from you're accepted in our company, but we still have to do the state call. So we'll do it like maybe like I will send in the intake, and then we'll get back to you and see how they can help you. So you want to take my direct phone number to call me back when you have the social security number. And then,
I'm ready.
Okay, my number is 314.
314, uh-huh.
501.
501, uh-huh.
2511.
2511, okay.
Okay, so you can call me back when you have it, and we'll be in touch, okay?
All righty.
Thank you.
Give me about 20 minutes.
Sure. No problem. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.